every other Wednesday, festivals and high holy days permitting, Finkler met with fellow ashamed Jews at the Groucho Club in Soho. Not all of them dreamed of punching their fathers in the stomach, as Finkler did. Some still felt a tender attachment to the faith in which they'd been nurtured, hence their having to make their excuses when an ashamed Jew night clashed with what they were still Jewish enough to call Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchat Torah, Shavuos, Purim, Pesach, Hanukkah, and Uncle Tom Cobley and all, as Finkler said. As for the others, they were free to be whatever sorts of Jews they wanted. The group was nothing if not heterogeneous. It included Jews like Finkler, whose shame comprehended the whole Jewish caboodle and who didn't give a hoot about a high holy day, and Jews who knew nothing of any of it, who had been brought up as Marxists and atheists, or whose parents had changed their names and gone to live in rural Berkshire where they kept horses, and who only assumed the mantle of Jewishness so they could throw it off. The logic that made it impossible for those who had never been Zionist to call themselves ashamed Zionist did not extend to Jews who had never been Jews. To be an ashamed Jew did not require that you had been knowingly Jewish all your life. Indeed, one among them only found out he was Jewish at all in the course of making a television programme in which he was confronted on camera with who he really was. In the final frame of the film, he was disclosed weeping before a memorial in Auschwitz to dead ancestors who, until that moment, he had never known he'd had. "It could explain where I get my comic genius from," he told an interviewer for a newspaper, though by then he had renegotiated his new allegiance. Born a Jew on Monday, he had signed up to be an ashamed Jew by Wednesday and was seen chanting, "We are all Hezbollah," outside the Israeli embassy on the following Saturday.